Florida lawmakers will approve a state spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year later today, and already Amendment 1 backers are threatening lawsuits. The proposed budget includes $80 million for Everglades restoration, $50 million for springs protection, but only $17 million for Florida Forever, the state's hallmark land buying program. And Senate Appropriations Chairman Tom Lee says Amendment 1 supporters have a right to be disappointed.
And you know, this is a 20-year program. We need to take the long-term view. I think the legislature will get there. I'm sure there's going to be litigation. There always is in this state, seems like. But the criticisms aren't unfair. They're not. I think that we can, and I think we will do better over time.
But other lawmakers believe the current spending plan fulfills the Amendment 1 directives. During a recent interview with the Florida Channel's Beth Switzer, House Speaker Steve Crisafulli defended the state's budgeting decisions.
You know, Amendment 1, with regard to the amendment, doesn't talk about exactly where you spend it, how much. It's to the prerogative of the legislature to decide where we want to focus our efforts. And this year, we decided that and came to an agreement with the Senate, and we have a compromise piece of legislation a compromise budget that is out there that we will have an opportunity to vote on Friday.
That vote is coming later today, and environmentalists say they're weighing their options. Will Abinger is with the Trust for Public Land and led the push for Amendment 1. He believes the legislature has violated the amendment by using some of the money to fund personnel, not projects.
There are agency operating expenses that are legitimate Amendment 1 expenses. If they're related directly to land conservation, land management, land acquisition and restoration, the purposes of Amendment 1. But to think that we're going to wholesale shift over funding for entire divisions in the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission that were previously funded from other sources and are important into Amendment 1 is why we see so little new funding for real conservation in this year's budget.
But he also admits a lawsuit could be tricky. The legislature has sole budgetary authority, and while Amendment 1 steers a portion of revenue from home sales toward land conservation, the amendment's authors had to be careful not to tread on lawmakers' budget power. But as Abinger explains, that tightrope has led to the current predicament.
So Amendment 1 dedicates a third of the documentary stamp tax to land conservation, management, and restoration for 20 years. Within those sideboards that are defined by the amendment, the legislature does have discretion as to how they can appropriate the funds.
A vote on the state budget could occur as soon as 5:37 this afternoon. Lawmakers have been under a 72-hour cooling-off period. Abinger was a guest on WFSU's It's About Florida program. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.